So here we are between shows, and I had a thought, not the kind of thought that takes pictures of her asshole and puts them on the internet, or not the kind of thought that you can snort cocaine off of her butt cheeks, but I had a thought in my brain. So Cobra Tate, so let's think about this for a second. And this is a great illustration of the duality that apparently at least half of you are too dumb to figure out. Sorry, everyone's going, oh my God, great one. Why are you insulting your listeners so much today? Let's do this first. I just want to make sure everyone's aware that this podcast is not for you, right? If I checked in, and I don't know what the hell happened. Today that I'm recording this is Monday. Yesterday, Sunday, which I did nothing on the website Sunday at all, I got like the biggest spike in hits. I had like 400 page views, which, you know, my site doesn't get a lot of traffic. I don't pretend it does. I got like over 400 page views yesterday. I don't know why. Because I didn't do anything. And I looked at it. It's like, I don't see any patterns. Anyhow, the point I'm going for. Great one. Do you have a point? I have a point. I just have to get to it. Great one. You're taking your time. Guess what, guys? That's part of the point, is I'll do what the fuck I want. If I check in tomorrow and the views on my website go to zero and the downloads of my podcast go to zero, you know what I'm going to do the next day? The exact same fucking thing. I am not doing this for you. As I have said many times over the years, I am doing this for me. So I will insult your intelligence as much as I fucking want, okay? If you can't figure this shit out on your own, and if you can't put the shoe on when it fits and not put the shoe on when it doesn't fit, and if you can't figure out duality, and you can't figure out that the coin doesn't have two sides, the two sides are the fucking coin, and all this other, if all of this is beyond you, I don't fucking care. I don't fucking care. I am really fucking tired of babysitting people. So between the breaks, I'm in there lifting some weights, and I'm thinking about Cobra Tate. Because, you know, I always think about Cobra Tate when I'm working out, and then after I'm finished, I start touching myself because he's got that really kind of effeminate, weak chin, and he's got that little facial hair thing that makes his mouth look like a vagina. And I'm thinking about Andrew Tate, and this is a great example of the duality. So now, as far as I know, and I am not a Tateologist or anything, I haven't spent years studying Cobra Tate. You know, unlike these women on the internet who apparently have nothing. Well, of course, I mean, it makes sense that the women on the internet have nothing to do because none of them can find a man. And that's why they sit around on the internet fucking, you know, getting Twitter-pated over Cobra Tate because they're wishing like hell a man of Cobra Tate's stature would pay attention to them. So they're all, I'm not, you know, Twitter-pated over Cobra Tate. So I'm not an expert on Cobra Tate's history. As I understand it, Cobra Tate made at least a portion of his initial, made a portion of his financial wealth via his setup where he had chicks on the internet doing the cam girl thing and he was taking a portion of their money. So essentially he was a pimp for chat girls. And this is a great illustration of duality. So on one hand, I look at this and I go, that's fantastic. I mean, women take advantage of men for resources all the fucking time. Why the hell should men not, when possible, take advantage of women to make money? Bravo. Bravo, Mr. Tate. You use those fucking whores, and I hope you fucking take as much of their money as you can, and I hope you treat them like shit, because they all fucking deserve it. Bravo. The other side of the coin is, Cobra Tate doesn't have any way to create value for other men sufficiently that men would pay him to do that, so he needs women to make money for him. It's like the stay-at-home dad. Or maybe not even the dad, just a stay-at-home boyfriend who can't even get a job, but his woman's got to go out and make the fucking money. So in that sense, it's fucking pathetic. So he's both a fucking stud muffin and a fucking effeminate pussy at the same time. If that's too difficult for you to wrap your head around, you might want to leave right motherfucking now. All right, let's see if we can get this fucking road on the show here. You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. This ain't it. You can post a selfie of your asshole on the internet and try to wonder why you can't get any good men. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. Yes, the Jews are to blame. You're welcome. Great one. Oh, man. Whew. That was a lot of truth. Oh, shit. Great one. Back off a little bit. Just letting you guys know, because I've been thinking, and it's hard to believe. Okay, great, you? Yeah. I've been thinking really hard. So as I'm getting ready to start flooding the internet with content, over at my new OnlyMans account, which you too, you can join up over at onlymans.com/AdamPiggottFanfiction. Like, what content do I want to put out first? Like, what do I want to come out of the gate with? What's going to get my hundreds, if not thousands, of subscribers at $15 a month? What's going to get them motivated and energized to give me even... I've decided I am going to start off with a selfie of my asshole. Because, I mean, it works for women, right? Women put a selfie of their asshole on the internet and the good men just flock to them. So I figure if I get a bunch of men flocking to me and giving me money and shit, I can make a goddamn fortune. All right, that's enough of that. Let's get back to the podcast. We're going to back up. If you didn't listen to part one, go listen to part one. I can't fucking hold your hand here. All right, we're going to pick up. I backed up the podcast a little bit so that we can slide back into this the way you slide into an underage hooker's butt crack.
I think one of the reasons the whole spiral happened is I simply said, who did Jesus pray to? And my whole thing was, Jesus prayed, it was not to himself.
I would assume
not. And
then
they say, oh, he didn't pray.
Jesus didn't pray?
He didn't pray, he fulfilled. And I'm like,
hold on. And this isn't even what we're going to talk. It's like, if Jesus... Didn't Jesus pray to God? I mean, he talked to God, right? He must have, like, the whole... If he's thinking he's God's son, at some point, didn't he attempt to communicate to God in some way? So wouldn't that be called praying? I mean, I'm not real sure on exactly what the definition of praying is. I know that women like to eat, pray, love. You know, mostly the eating part. But I don't know.
Yeah, this is not nonsense now. This is like, because the same thing happened to me with an anarcho-capitalist. I said, child sex traffickers?
How do you prosecute child sex traffickers in anarcho-capitalism? Okay, there's the question. How do you prosecute child sex traffickers in anarcho-capitalism?
If everyone's consenting. Like, let's say a 9-year-old, you know, really wants to give a lot of blowjobs for money.
Okay.
And he has a contract with a 65-year-old Haitian fellow with a, you know, and he's selling them for nine, ten guys a day. He's giving them a cut of $20.
Sure. Sounds reasonable.
He's on heroin. How do you stop that?
Okay. How do you stop that? First of all, where did the Haitian guy, like, where did this 9-year-old that gives blowjobs come from? Can the father be reached for comment? do in Owen's vision of Ancapidice, do 9-year-old kids who like giving blowjobs just spontaneously appear? Now, you might say, well, great one. There's 9-year-olds right now who are being groomed to suck dicks. Yes, there are. And this is in a statist society where the children are being raised by single mothers who send them to school, where the school is controlled by women and trannies. Okay? In Ancapidice, you don't have public schools. You don't have public schools controlled by women. You don't have story time controlled by trannies. You don't have any of this stuff. For the woman to have a baby, she has to find a man who wants to impregnate her. And if the man might choose to stick around, well, the woman may not want him to stick around, but there are no professional beta males called the police to come and enforce a restraining order to make the man go away. Okay? So if the mother is allowing the 9-year-old child to give blowjobs, the father can literally, Hitler, beat the shit out of the woman and take the child away. So the first question is, in Ancapidice, how many blowjob-giving 9-year-olds do you think there's going to be, given the fact that Ancapidice is not going to be controlled by Jews, trannies, and women? And the answer is virtually none. Will there be some? Of course there will. So then who's going to go and buy this 9-year-old blowjob? Well, degenerates, okay? In Ancapidice, are you going to have a welfare system funded by the government that gives the degenerates money to stay alive? Well, no, the degenerates would have to have jobs. They would have to somehow or another earn money to pay for the blowjobs from the 9-year-old. Well, when the people they work for find out that they have a 9-year-old sucking their dick, the people that the degenerate works for will be able to fire the degenerate because there will not be affirmative action laws to protect the degenerates and make them unfireable. Okay, you can't just plop down this blowjob giving 9-year-old out of nowhere and just pretend that this is real, right? Benjamin is pretending that you're taking this little piece of Ancapidice. He's not pretending. What he's doing is he's taking this little piece of Ancapidice and he's dropping it into a statist society, just like you're taking a bird and you put the bird under the ocean and you go, well, look, the bird can't fly. Therefore, obviously, flying birds isn't a real thing. That, like, this is a completely, and again, I'm saying this because I understand how and why an intelligent person would throw out this argument. Well, what do you do about child child sex slavery in Ancapidice? Well, the first thing is that there's going to be a lot less child sex slavery in Ancapidice than there's going to be in the world right now.
Oh, there has to be an eight. Well, they're minors. They can't consent.
Well, they can't.
And I'm like, so what age and why?
Well, and he's right about
18.
This.
I'm like, well, the brain doesn't stop developing until 25.
He's
what
right about that.
Menstruation, 12.
Yeah. No, like, he's right about all 14. This. Like, I agree with him. The age of consent is nonsensical. He's absolutely right about that.
Is your...
But again, see, he's coming at it. This is my point. He's coming at, well, the age of consent. Okay, the age of consent is the last thing to be considered here. All that other stuff I already talked about comes first. And the number one thing, the absolute number one thing is, where is the fucking father? Okay, how many fathers, am I saying the number is zero? I'm not saying the number is zero. How many fathers are going to allow their son to give blowjobs? Again, in our society today, a lot of them. But in Ancapidice, where you don't have affirmative action, you don't have people getting muzzled, you don't have people getting vaxxed, you don't have tranny story hour, you don't have the feminization of men, You don't have all the estrogen in the water supply. You don't have the professional beta males. You don't have the fucking tranny propaganda. You don't have the Jews controlling everything and manipulating people's minds. When you take all that shit away, you're not going to have a society filled with effeminate men.
Principle here. Because the whole thing is no force, no rulers, no oppression. I'm like, okay, so then when someone is selling a 9-year-old, because that's why I like to give specific examples, because everything else sounds great until you actually apply it.
Yeah, he's right about that, specific examples. But once again, here's the problem. Owen, in your specific example, where's the father? Why is this 9-year-old giving blowjobs? Well, the 9-year-old likes doing it. 9-year-olds, have you ever known a 9-year-old? 9-year-olds have an attention span even lower than that of a woman, and women don't have attention spans. Even if the 9-year-old likes giving blowjobs today, by next week, he's going to have moved on.
Where he goes, so my neighbor
has
29-year-olds living there that all have signed paperwork.
So now we're up to 20. Now we've magically expanded in this quote-unquote real example. Okay? This is a real example. We've now expanded. This neighbor has amassed 29-year-olds who like to give blowjobs. Yeah, this sounds like a real example of something that's actually going to happen.
That they're willing to give blowjobs to old men for $20 a head. Mm-hmm. How can you not stop that?
How can you? What are you? How is it your business? If it's your son, then you go get your kid. If it's not your kid, then you just don't pay for the blowjobs. And why is your town that this guy lives in? Well, again, okay, so this guy needs food. If he's got these 9-year-olds enslaved, people stop selling him food. Because again, there's no government. See, Owen. I can call him either one. Benjamin is a first name. It keeps confusing me, which is hard to do, of course. Again, he's stuck in the status mentality. If you've got this guy who's got these 29-year-olds giving blowjobs, everybody around him that doesn't approve of this can just stop doing business with him because you don't have the government and therefore you don't have the professional beta males called the police and you don't have affirmative action to force people to sell food to this guy who's pimping the 9-year-olds. There's nobody, if you provide the electricity, you can go turn off this guy's electricity. In Ancapadice, nobody's going to force you to turn it back on because you're discriminating against him because he's a fucking dreamer from another fucking country. Right? This is all just nonsense. This is this weird stadium of babies fucking philosophy question that's never going to happen. Except for in a fucking status society, you can actually get what Benjamin is describing here. Jeffrey Epstein. Right. And let me keep going.
If they're really honest with themselves is you can't, because if someone engages in a contract with commerce, no outside force has a right to stop it. And they don't actually have a truth claim on an age of consent. Age of consent is completely arbitrary.
Yes, that's true.
You have to just make a claim and why. And so The Christian Trinitarian dogma is very similar.
Okay, hold on. So then we went off that. And here's the thing. We're going to come back to children and sex later on, which is interesting that these two guys seem to like talking about having sex with 9-year-olds an awful lot. Because, I mean, look, now if somebody comes at me or at you or something and they say, hey, let's debate anarcho-capitalist society. Will it work? Like, what are problems with anarcho-capitalism? Once again, because see, and did he talk about this already, or he will talk about this, you know, being able to, and this actually segues back to something I talked about in episode or two or however many ago, about you can't argue with someone who's unwilling to admit to the possibility that they could be wrong, okay? And Benjamin's going to come back around to that sort of same thing. So if you can, I'm perfectly willing to say, yeah, there's some scenarios in which anarcho-capitalism may not work, whatever. Okay, well, what are they? I mean, one of the first things that comes to my mind, what about pollution, right? There's a river and you got this guy and he's manufacturing something and he's got this toxic chemical runoff and he goes over there and he pours it into the river. Okay, how do you deal with that in an anarcho-capitalist society, right? The first thing that comes to my mind is not having sex with 9-year-old boys. And the fact that these two guys talk about having sex with 9-year-old boys, not just once, but twice in this podcast, because it's going to come back around again, that's a lot of thinking about sex with 9-year-olds. I'm just saying, just tossing that out. Okay, that is not the first place I go when I'm looking at problems with anarcho-capitalism that need to be addressed. So let's see, I do. I need to hold on to the rest of that argument until we circle back around to getting blowjobs from 9-year-olds again, and then it's all going to complete itself.
Jesus had a God, and it wasn't himself. Who did he pray to? If someone's praying alone, like, who are they talking to? You know, and their answer, if Jesus did not pray, was so shockingly bad. And at the beginning of the debate, I asked Jim Bob, I said, is it possible that you're wrong? And he said, no.
See, there we go. There we go.
I said, so why debate? So
rest. So yes. See, that's the thing. Just if you say, is it possible you're wrong? If someone says no, then there's no point communicating with them. If someone says, great one, is it possible you're wrong about anarcho-capitalism being a viable system? I'm like, well, yes, of course it's possible I'm wrong. I do think that in many ways, I will, here's something I'm not wrong about. I will say that in many ways, anarcho-capitalism is superior to statism. Okay. But if you said, if the question is anarcho-capitalism, you know, what is the actual question? Can anarcho-capitalism solve every problem? Well, no, it can't. But guess what? Neither can statism. We'll get to that in a minute. If statism solves, as I've said for years now, if statism solves problems, if taxes solve problems, if laws solve problems, why do we have problems? There's more taxes and there's more laws and there's more government on the planet Earth as a whole. And, you know, like everywhere, than there's ever fucking been in the history of the human species. And we have more problems than ever. So it's pretty fucking obvious that statism doesn't solve problems.
You can't be wrong. Because my motto is I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. Their motto is I might be lying, but I'm not wrong. So it's like...
That's actually very good. Yeah, I might be wrong, but I'm not lying. And the fact that most of the people we debate with, they will not say that they could be wrong, and they are definitely lying. I mean, the whole WuVax, the whole Wuhan hoax was a bunch of people, and still is a bunch of people, who are utterly convinced that they're not wrong and that it's impossible for them to be wrong, and they're lying like motherfuckers. Right? You cannot convince them that the Wuhan vax might have side effects. And if they see anything that might be a side effect, they are going to lie their asses off in order to make sure nobody notices that it's a side effect.
If I ask you who Jesus prayed to and your answer is he did not pray, you're now just in a world of nonsense. And it's like, and I've seen it a lot. It's the same with the transgender movement and all this. Like I watch these people take down, you know, a man is a woman, a man is a woman, a man is a woman. Like someone will say it enough until people believe it.
Yep.
And then you accurately point out that there's a biological reality to male and female.
Right.
And those same people will completely act like the communists, the SJWs, when it has to do with their dogma. And then you realize that these teams are so, it's just like a hall of mirrors of insanity. And that's why, you know, the more these things get revealed, the better.
I guess, you know, years and years ago, somebody questioning the Trinity and everything would have bothered me. Then I got into, you know, a seminary library, started reading books, and I was like, oh, man, I have a lot of questions here that no one wants to answer. Now it just doesn't bother me at all. You know, I go to a Protestant church. Oh, yeah. And also, you know,
Well, statism works the same way. When you start looking at it, there's a lot of questions here no one wants to answer, such as, for example, if the government solves problems, why do we have so many problems?
Protestants are evil. So that's, you know. Yeah.
Oh
so,
yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah. I heard that from somebody. Somebody that came out of someone's mouth who I've had on my show a couple times.
Oh yeah, they don't even know they're saying it, and it really helped actually humble me because people keep saying, "Oh, humble yourself," and I'm like, "Not to the shit you're saying."
Yeah,
because I'm not going to say I'm wrong when I'm not.
Right.
What I have humbled myself to is I really hope I never come across like that, and it's really helped me not be holier than thou because I'm sure I have in the past.
I'll be honest, I don't give a shit if I come across like that or not because I'm not here to please other people.
Where, you know, because I keep seeing people say it to me. Like I heard ortho bros say that Protestants are all completely wrong. Like they're not Christians. They're false doctrine that leads to hellfire. And I'm like, huh. And then I saw an ortho bro I know and a Mormon I know. And the ortho bro said that the Mormon was worshiping Satan and was going to hell. And then a Protestant, I'm like, oh, you guys are just like what I think it is. Because I also know a lot of Christians that are great. And I still like kind of on some level, I'm Christian. I mean, I follow Christ. I love God. But the trademark, like this whole like, if you sign off on this, this is what you have to believe. I'm like, no fucking way, man. Like Jesus had a whip. He like did not like the Pharisee. That was kind of the whole point. And I started realizing that people sometimes use like politics and religion and money and stuff like that to like inflict control or rage on other people. And it really isn't even about, it really isn't even about what they claim to be arguing about. It's about power. It's about hierarchy.
Right.
It's about like
yeah.
someone wanting someone else to be more like them.
Yeah.
Cause
yeah.
like deep down inside, I'm kind of libertarian in a sense that like, I don't feel the need to tell someone else to be like me. I just want a public square that has a system that doesn't allow for, you know, horror and also protecting children and protecting rights for like commerce and the post office and all these things that, and if you take away government, another one will just emerge. Like South Park did that great sketch about getting.
Given enough time, if you take away government, another one will emerge. So when you go and you take a shit, okay, so you shit, shit comes out. If you're Emily Ratajkowski, you take a picture of your asshole before you take a shit. So you take the shit comes out, and then you clean the residual shit off your asshole. But, you know, eventually there's just going to be more shit on your asshole. So, I mean, what's the point? Why don't you just leave the shit on your asshole? Right? Again, this is not an argument to say that if you get rid of the government, another one will show up. Yes. So, I mean, like, Owen, you know, if I don't rape your wife, eventually someone else might rape your wife. So why don't you just let me rape your wife? I mean, a lot of things are going to happen. Eventually, you're going to die. What's the point of being alive every day? You're going to get hungry again. Why are you eating? I mean, in Benjamin's world, your kids are all going to go start sucking dicks at 9 years old. I mean, why don't you just let them start sucking dicks now? This is not an argument.
Getting rid of the evil Walmart, and that just showed a real quick montage where another one just came back.
Yep.
Because where there's a demand, you will have that.
Yes.
And a lot of people want.
Yes. Yes. Where there is a demand, you will have it. And part of why government will come back if you get rid of it is because there will be a demand for government. Now, what will prevent the government from coming back? If there's not a demand for it. How do you create a place and capitalize where there's no demand for government? Well, first of all, it's not going to be the geographical region the size of the United States. You're going to have to have a small number of people, and you're going to have to teach your fucking kids that government is bad, okay? And you have to provide workable alternatives to government, and you have to solve problems without government. Okay, and if people want government to come in and solve problems, it's only going to be because they don't remember that when the government was around, no problems were getting solved. So again, this is not a, yes, it is a demand. It's the same thing with drugs. We got to make drugs illegal. Well, no, how about we ask, why do people want drugs? Why do people want government? If you solve the reasons people want government, they will not want a government. The government won't come back, or at least it won't come back as fast, and it won't come back as strong. Yes, demands will always be fulfilled. But what people demand can be controlled by, I mean, like right now, what do we have a demand for? We have a demand for injecting small children with hormone blockers. That demand never existed before. That demand has been artificially created by Jews. Get rid of the Jews, get rid of a big part of the problem.
Be controlled. Like, this is something that blew my mind. Like, they want to be dependent
on someone else. So yes, now he's saying, yeah, that there'll be the demand because people want to be controlled. Yes, they do. That is why those people have to be excluded from ANCAPA DICE. That was a great one. How do you exclude people? Real simple. You tell them to leave because there's no government to force you to associate with them. Where are they going to go? Who gives a shit? Right? It's just like on the internet where you can write anything you want to write on the internet. You just can't write it on my website. Okay? You can live and you can have this sex with this 9-year-old anywhere on the world except for here. I don't care where you go, but you're not going to have sex with a 9-year-old here.
And if those, the irony about
an, and this is the other thing, he talks about how people want to control other people, right? Well, yes, that's called the state. In ANCAPA DICE, I'm not going to control you. You're just going to not be here. You can go over there and you can have sex with all the kids you want, but you're not going to have sex with kids here. And you're not going to have sex with my kids, and you're not going to have sex with the children of my friends. You can go over there, you bang kids all day long. You know, assuming that the people over there are going to be okay with you having sex with their children. I'm going to go on a wild limb and say they're not. Eventually, you're not going to find any children to have sex with. This is a non-fucking issue for the most part.
Liberalism and libertarianism is, if they want a government, who are you to stop them if you're no rulers guy? You know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
now, see, again, this sounds like a smart argument. If you want a government, you can have a government. I'm not trying to stop you from having a government. If you want a government, you can have a government. But you can't have it here, and it doesn't apply to me. This is not difficult to refute. Say, like, it's like, if you want to have sex with your girlfriend, that's great, but you're not going to have sex with your girlfriend here, and you're not going to have sex with your girlfriend with me. Why? So this is a real question. I mean, Owen is a fairly smart guy, but he can't figure this one out. This to me is like the whole 9-year-old sex thing. Like, I can see how an intelligent person would bring that up and how that would need to be worked through. That makes sense to me as a legitimate objection that needs to be talked about in some detail and worked through. This thing about, well, what if people want a government? Then have a fucking government over there. That way, like 100 miles, you go 100 miles that way, you can have all the fucking government you want. You can have government up your pee-pee hole, up your fucking asshole. You can suck the government off. You can have trannies in the government who have sex with children while they're taxing. You can do any fucking thing you want 100 miles over there. This is not a complicated issue. This is not a legitimate objection to anything.
And then people go, well, I'm on my land. And I go, who's guaranteeing your land rights?
I am. Who guarantees my land rights? Me and my gun and my neighbors. Because I guarantee their land rights by respecting their land rights. They guarantee my land rights by respecting my land rights. This is also not a complicated argument. This is not complex at all. This is very basic shit. Like, he actually thinks you need a government, you know, to tell people to enforce land. You don't. You just have to fucking make agreements with the people around you. Like, if you're too helpless to make agreements with the people around you, and the people around you are too helpless to make agreements with you, if you're too emotionally and intellectually feeble to do that, then having a government to make these decisions for you isn't going to help very much. See, once again, he's bringing everything down to the level of the most retarded, imbecilic human on earth. Rational, intelligent, logical, emotionally stable people can figure this out on their own. And then you say, but great one, not everybody is like that. No, they're not. And that's why, as I've been saying for years, the first step to achieving anarcho-capitalism is going to require killing at least 80% of the population. Yes, because we live in a statist society where people have been bred to be fucking retarded. Emotionally retarded, intellectually retarded. And yes, you're right. 80%, if not 90%, if not 95% of people cannot function in an anarcho-capitalist society. Birds cannot fly underwater. That doesn't mean birds can't fly. That doesn't mean flight isn't possible. Okay? The fact that 95% of people cannot function without a government to control them does not mean that people cannot function without a government to control them. Owen is a smart guy and he's funny, but he's just missing some very, very basic points here. And I don't know if he's missing these points because he's really not missing them or if he's just trying to be funny.
You know, without a government, it's my land now. I got a bigger stick. And they're like, how dare you? I'm like, dude, you want to talk natural law?
Who works like that? I mean, how much land are you going to need? So, all right, so you go, but you shoot your neighbor because you've got a bigger stick, and now you take his land. Okay, what are you going to do with it? I mean, the other neighbors are just going to stand there and watch you do it, right? Oh, so now you've got twice as much land. What are you going to do with the land? You're going to grow crops on it? Well, now you've got twice as many crops to take care of. How many hours do you have in the day? Are you going to graze your cattle on it? Well, if you just ask the neighbor, he might let you graze your cattle on it anyway. What are you going to do with this? Are you going to run around just constant? And again, this is that, well, in Capitalists, men, people just run around and raping and killing everyone. Why? What's the advantage? If I hit my neighbor with the stick and kill him and take his land, then a month later, when I'm working in my field and I fall down and I break my leg, I'm on my own. If I'm friends with my neighbor and I break my leg, my neighbor comes and helps me. Like, this is basic shit, man. And this guy claims he's a Christian. I mean, do Christians not understand helping each other out? Like, I'm not even sure how to argue. This is so fucking obvious to me. Maybe it's because I'm not retarded. I don't know. But these are arguments against anarcho-capitalism that are not really arguments. This is just stupid. This is like grade school level arguments.
Oh, chicken get gang raped, you know?
Now we're back to raping everyone.
I see it all the time. You have too much, you know, like this one guy says nature's always right. I'm like, even all the rape? And, like, dude, I see more rape in nature than you can possibly fucking imagine.
Right, no. So anyway, yes, dolphins rape, animals rape. Okay, people can control themselves from raping. I mean, obviously, you know, black people can't. Sorry, colored people can't control themselves from raping. You know, trannies can't control themselves. Once again, in Ancapadice, I'm going to run down the road and rape everybody. Yeah, right until you rape my girlfriend, and then I'm going to kill you. And there will be no police to protect you.
Imagine, it's like, a frat party at 4 a.m. I'm just like, dude, you just... And sometimes the ducks will get raped and they like the drake will hold the head of a female duck under the water. Like, you're my bitch.
Yeah.
And then they just go and right back and be like, we didn't go. We went to the moon. You know,
treated like that.
And I'm just like, you just violently raped that other duck. And then people are like, oh, nature's always right. I'm like, dude, you want to fucking.
No, nature is harsh.
Duck, you know, I just saw some sick shit.
See, now there we go again. Somehow we got from, and capodice doesn't work because you want to rape a duck. I mean, that was funny. So that's the thing. Like, okay, I that wasn't really a solid philosophical argument, but it was funny.
Well, let me ask you this, because I have a friend, Rachel Tobias. She's one of my Jays. Okay, so
I'm starting to love the Jays again. My bagel boys are crushing it.
She pointed this out yesterday. We were texting. And she said, and, texting, you know, it had with a lot woman. To do with everything that you've been going through the past, 10 days and everything like that. She's like, it really seems like the internet, by allowing people and especially men to argue and debate, and I'm guilty of this 100%. I'm not trying to sidestep it. It's really feminine. She said it's really feminine the way that men go after each other online.
Okay. Well. Now, and actually, so when I'm listening to this morning, I heard that. I said, man, there's a lot of truth to that. I started thinking, and Owen actually has a really good response to that and a really good take on that. I'm going to see if I can just shut up and let him give his response so you can hear it coherently. I think what he says here makes a lot of sense.
Well, what I would say to her is, in person, we do it physically, which is less feminine. But it's a way to reestablish hierarchy. Like, I had a coup de jort where someone attempted to, slander me, get people to not like me. It's like a coup attempt at a higher ranking male. And so what I will tell women, because they do have a point where they're used to the bitching and the shit talking, but I don't do it behind people's backs. The feminine aspect is the victim consciousness, passive aggression. So let's say someone, I don't know, is streaming at the same time as me every single fucking day saying I'm going to hell, right? That I promoted in my stream. So I gave him credibility in my hierarchy. He's now trying to ankle bite and take my credibility. I now have to go to war with this little bastard. And that is something a lot of women don't understand, because I've seen that where a lot of women are like, well, that's very feminine. I'm like, feminine is passive aggression, shit talking, trying to get people to turn on each other and DMs. Yeah, totally. But going to rhetorical war with words online, I would do it just as easily physically. That's why I told Rimjob, I was like, if we boxed, you'd be knocked out in 15 seconds. And you know that, like if you were in my presence, you wouldn't be getting laughter. Like you wouldn't be commanding a room. Like that's why when I used to tour, I'd be like in front of 1,000 people commanding a room, getting everyone laughing. And if someone challenged me from the audience, called heckling, ankle biting, very feminine.
It's always a woman. Why is it always a woman?
Because it's a feminine behavior.
Yes, because it's always a woman.
And then if it's a man, one time there was this incident, and I'm not proud of this, but I just want people to understand what the reality of hierarchy is. I was doing a stand-up set, it was like 15 years ago. I was still more hedonistic, And this one guy kept talking shit. And I was looking at the table and his wife or girl, it wasn't his wife.
Oh, this is a great story.
It was his girlfriend. Kept laughing at my jokes and he kept getting really mad and he started yelling at me. And I told him, I said, dude, because I mean, this has just happened to me with Jim Bob. Like I make agreements with people. I go, bro. And I used to be way more of a savage. I'm a little embarrassed by the story, but it's a learning experience.
You shouldn't be.
If you don't stop heckling me, I'm gonna have sex with your girlfriend.
Yes.
And he was like, and she smiled when I said
yes,
that.
Yes, she did.
And he was like, blah, blah, blah. She wanted long the story alpha. Short, show ends. I go off and do my thing. I get like a Facebook message. Hey, I was that girl. You were really funny. I just sent him my address and I just had sex with her.
Yep.
And I want men to understand that it is about hierarchy. It's like, oh, you're not the funny man. It's like, they'll look around and they'll see people be like, and that's a reestablishment of hierarchy. It happens in war. It happens. If your friend, your Jay, when I'm into the Jays now, tell your Jay that I see how they lasted 6,000 years.
By phenomenal. Being parasites and victims.
But if you saw the politics in like a Roman legion, it's very similar. It just isn't online. So it's like the men are reestablishing, and men reestablish order through honor.
Right.
So when a man, I don't know, secretly records another one's phone call and puts it online.
Right.
Honorable men. George, enough. George. Honorable men will say, he's low status. That's a bitch move.
That, like, is that a was a bitch move.
And then they go, well, you put his wife's pictures online, blackmailing. No, no. Jim Bob's wife posted those political statements publicly, that she was in an abortion rally with her kid and that she had her favorite porn star at a porno rally. Okay. I told people not to post those. I did a stream and I said, let's not bring family into it. There are these pictures that keep getting posted in my Telegram over and over again with Rimjob's wife posting with her favorite porn star at the AVN Awards in 2017 and her using her baby pussy power, nasty baby hashtag as a prop at a pro-abortion rally. I go, we've all changed. We all have a past. And I even did a montage of all my pictures from the past where I look fucking gay as hell. All right. I'm like, we all have problems. We all, I used to have porno windows open, like the Situation Room. I was,
I still do right now.
I get it. I'm not morally judging. Jim Bob then did a public post saying I was lying about the photos. It wasn't like how they said. She was at a furniture convention. I'm bringing family into it. How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? I didn't want to post the pictures. I had to. I blacked out their faces, put them online, and said, no, it's even worse than I explained. I'm not a liar because men reestablish hierarchy with honor.
Yes.
Not with backbiting and shit talking and illusion and slander. Women say Becky has herpes when Becky is pretty.
Yeah, exactly.
Men keep honor and say, no, you said I'm a liar. I'm not. Here you go. And then they call me and I didn't want to post the pictures. I don't want all this shit. And they're recording the convo and they're pretending to be sad. And they're like, that's my baby, says Jim Bob. That's my, you take down my baby. I'm like, your bitch wife, your dog eating bitch wife, you know, cause they do. A lot of people don't realize Asians literally eat dogs. I'm not-
Hang on. Before he goes down the Asian eating dog thing. I'm saying, man, it's funny. Oh, man. All right. First of all, let me just stop and say, so everything he's saying here about men arguing on the internet, I agree. I think he's dead on with all of that, except for the part about the Jews being okay. No, the Jews are still the problem. But all of that, like men establish hierarchy with honor and yada, yada. I think he's dead right about all of those things. I'm willing to be wrong. I just heard this, you know, when did I hear this? About 7 hours ago, I just heard this concept he put forth for the first time in my life. I'm still open to evaluating it because I'm not a fucking loser. I can change my mind about things based on evidence and experience and stuff like that. Oh my God, I can't believe Adam Piggott backtracked on comments on his website. Oh my God, let me write some fan fiction. People who aren't fucking retarded can think about things and change their views based on evidence and experience. And if you can't, you probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast. So I think he's got this theory going on. So now we're going to make fun of Asians for eating dogs.
I'm saying his wife is eating a dog, but culturally they're like, they'll eat people's pets.
South Korea's like, fucked up. South Korea,
dude, in the window. Like they say, like they'll read Old Yeller and get hungry. Like, you know, Jim Bob's wife came to America when she saw a Sarah McLachlan commercial because she got hungry. Okay. And so I'm like, all right. And so I'm like, all right, man, you stop fucking talking about me on your stream and streaming every day at the same time as me. You know, it's like a food truck that you promote, parking right next to you, saying your food's poison every day. I'm like, and I'll take down those pictures. It wasn't blackmail. And he called it blackmail. I'm like, motherfucker, you literally, the whole point was that they're running a grift. That while Jim Bob was doing his right-wing tweeting, his wife was literally at abortion rallies. And they're doing the same thing now with Orthodox. I don't know if 100%, no man knows another man's true heart. But to me, it looks like he's just jumping on a new thing because the COVID memes aren't really paying the bills anymore, buying the puppies for his wife's stew. And so we got heated and he's recording it and they're trying to get me heated. They're lying, which always bothers me. And he knows that. And I told him to shut his bitch wife's mouth because she was like, I went. And I go, Megan, Your husband is running around online slandering me, saying that I'm in a cult, saying that I'm all this shit, saying I'm going to hell, saying I'm a liar, saying I'm a bad dad, all this stuff. I go, and he said I lied about these pictures, which I did not. They were from your account. And she admitted, yeah, public pictures and viciously political pictures, like promoting abortion with her baby. And so I'm like, you shut your... And so anyway, so then they agree. They go, yeah, yeah, take down the photos if and we'll stop talking about you. I said, deal. And so then the next day they play my audio from a recorded phone call. Like it's this big gotcha moment. Now they're playing victim. And so then I just put the photos back up. I'm like, this is the photos. And I'm the one who blacked out the faces, not his dog eating wife. She was like, oh no, this is my daughter, abortion, you know? And no one wants to talk about the dogs. You know, it's like, a dog just wants to be your friend, lick your face, and throw the ball, you know, and Jim Bob and his wife's people are like, let's gut it, kill it, put it in a pot. And no one even thinks about that. No one ever even thinks about the dogs. You know, so they want to act like a victim, but I think old Yeller, Lassie, you know, I think those are the real victims. Pluto, the dog. And so that's really what happened. And so if they want to posture and pretend like victims, I've seen this over and over and over again. The reason this one's extra annoying is because I gave him credit in my community. So it's like, it's a little harder for me than like just a random troll. But when you're right, that you couldn't, I don't know.
Okay, hang on. Oh, when he said that, he said that they get hungry watching old Yeller. I literally, Hitler, I was in the middle of taking a drink of water and I spit water across the room. Okay, now, I want to talk about what he just said there for a second, though. He talked about how Owen talked about, you know, I gave this guy legitimacy in my community. And I don't know any more backstory about all this he's talking about than what he's saying right here. Owen says, you know, I gave this guy legitimacy in my community. And I think that's an important factor because, once again, now, I mean, this is never, and I think that's a big part, too, of why I'm going to do this because, you know, this has not happened, and I really feel like this is a void that needs to be filled. And I think just like there's a demand for government, I think there's a demand to fill this void. This is why I started up onlymans.com/AdamPiggottFanfiction. I could see where there might have been. Of course, there wasn't. There wasn't. Any of this never happened, of course, but theoretically it could happen that when Adam started, you know, talking about Jordan Peterson and presenting evidence against Jordan Peterson and taking him down, you know, theoretically people could have showed up and written fan fiction about how Adam is a coward and two-faced and how, you know, whatever you fan fiction about. So that's the thing. It's going to be kind of a stretch for me because I'm not that experienced with fan fiction. But here's the thing. I understand why Adam devoted the amount of time he did to taking Peterson down. Because when Peterson first came out, when Peterson first came up on the scene, Adam and myself, right, I was there too. I listened to the Jordan Peterson on Joe Rogan. I was like, holy shit, this guy's a genius. You know, and I pimped him out to my audience and Adam. So the point is, Adam and I both gave Jordan Peterson, you know, legitimacy to our audiences. And having done that, I can't speak for Adam, of course, I speak for myself. I do feel a certain obligation to make sure I kick Peterson in the nuts every now and then to make up for the fact that I was fooled by his bullshit and I gave him legitimacy. And I suspect, I don't have evidence of this, because Owen just said you can't know another man's heart, but I think Adam might be in much the same place. And here Owen's talking about the same thing. He gave this wanker legitimacy to his audience, and now this wanker is like attacking him and shit. And so you have to respond to that. You have to do something about it. You have to establish, you know, honor. You have to go back at the wanker. You can't let that go. You just can't. Letting that slide is what's going to be effeminate.
Burn 6 million bodies with 4 crematoriums in 5 years. No.
Yeah.
Like the Holocaust narrative, for example, which is a big thing that no one wants to talk about.
I'll talk about the moon landing.
Let's do something less triggering to the Jays.
I've known the Holocaust. I started reading Mark Weber and David Cole in like 1998. I've known about this for decades. Yeah.
So when you can't answer a simple question, like even AI would say, according to, you know, 4 crematoriums at Auschwitz, how many years would it take to burn, you know, whatever, 1.5 million bodies? Right. It was like 80 years.
It's not reality at all.
Red Cross said it's 100,000, whatever.
Right.
Most of it was typhus. You got the moon landing. How did you destroy the technology, all the proof? You played golf on the moon. It's just, it's wildly stupid.
That's a year. Here, the moon landing is stupid. Okay, I can get on board with nobody fucking cremated 6 million Jews. But the moon landing is fake. Okay. Okay, sure, whatever.
But when someone can't answer who the fuck did Jesus pray to, don't get me wrong, I've had some pretty decent Trinity responses. Like this is the funniest part. This is why this is called honor, by the way, is an Orthodox Christian gave me one of the best explanations to it after the debate in a letter. And he was really fascinated by it. In Hebrew, the words are different. It was like, I don't want to get into religion because it's a disaster.
Yahweh Adonai.
Yeah.
You ever notice how religious people never want to get into religion? Right. We can talk about anarcho-capitalism all day. How do you stop 9-year-olds from giving blowjobs in Encapadice? We can talk about that as long as you want to talk about it, as long as you're, you know, arguing with me in good faith, we're trying to have an intelligent conversation. We talk about it all day long. You ever notice religious people don't ever want to talk about religion? It's just too complicated. Or maybe it's just bullshit.
There's different names, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and about like the way and the destination and the bridge and all that. And he's talking about how with translations between Hebrew and all, and it was fascinating. It was an actual answer of someone who believes what he's saying.
And knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, like Jim Dow has no idea what he's talking about. He's so my godfather was a monk. Like I was raised in, you know, I've been to those monasteries like when I was a kid, and I know all about like how I know more than Jim.
How
does
9-year olds
shit.
Have I'll sex? That. Yes.
I don't know about internal critique and hermeneutics and all this horseshit, but I do know about, you know.
I love that you mispronounce that every single time.
I know. I just like to see them smile.
It's the best.
Because they get so mad when you don't act like them. They're like, "How dare you?" And the fact that they need you to pronounce it a certain way, like because they say Jesus instead of Jesus, and I just find it not infuriating, but it's like, if you're going to say Jesus or however they say Jesus, they say it in a certain way so they can stroke each other off, you know?
I guess that's better than being stroked off by the 9-year-old. All right. Well, there was episode 2. I'll see you guys in episode 3.